Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book About Your Father and Other Celebrities, I Have Known Ruminations and Revelations from a Desperate Mother to Her Dirty Son, is a humorous memoir by Peggy Rowe, best known as the mother of television host Mike Rowe. The book belongs to the family memoir and humorous nonfiction tradition, but it is shaped by Rowe's distinctive voice, affectionate, observant, and self-aware. Rather than offering a formal life guide or a celebrity tell-all, it presents episodes from marriage, parenting, domestic improvisation, and the strange consequences of having a famous son. The purpose of the book is to turn ordinary family experiences into readable, comic reflections that also reveal how long-term relationships and parent-child bonds evolve over time. Its appeal lies in the contrast between everyday household details and the wider public world surrounding Mike Rowe's fame. The result is a memoir that is personal in scale but broad in resonance, especially for readers interested in family dynamics, aging marriage, and the private life behind a public figure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, domestic friction as the engine of the memoir. A central feature of the book is the way domestic differences become the source of both conflict and comedy. Peggy Rowe repeatedly frames her household life around the contrast between her own more indulgent instincts and her husband John's strict practicality and minimalism. That contrast is not presented as a deep psychological study, but as a recurring structure that gives the memoir shape. Small disputes over habits, thrift, convenience, and family routines become memorable because they reveal how partnerships are sustained through compromise rather than similarity. This matters because the book treats domestic life not as background material, but as the main arena in which character is displayed. The humor depends on exaggeration, yet the underlying point is realistic. Long marriages are often defined by repeated negotiations over ordinary things. By focusing on those details, Rowe shows how family identity is built through habits, irritations, and shared memory. The reader learns less about abstract advice than about the everyday intelligence required to keep a household functioning over decades. Secondly, motherhood viewed through both affection and comic self-criticism. The memoir is especially interested in the role of the mother who loves deeply, while also refusing to idealize herself. Peggy Rowe presents parenting as active, messy, and often funny, rather than as a polished model of expertise. Her relationship with her sons is marked by affection, interference, pride, and a willingness to keep commenting long after the moment has passed. That combination gives the book its emotional center. Instead of describing motherhood in elevated or sentimental terms, Rowe emphasizes the practical business of raising children and reacting to their strange or difficult moments with wit. This approach makes the memoir feel honest because it does not pretend that family closeness is always tidy or purely nurturing. The comic tone also protects the material from becoming self-congratulatory. Rowe is often the subject of her own jokes, which makes her observations feel earned rather than performative. As a result, motherhood in the book becomes a lens for understanding persistence, patience, and the ability to remain engaged with adult children without losing a sense of humor about oneself. Thirdly, a celebrity family story without the usual glamour. Although the book is connected to Mike Rowe's public fame, it does not function like a traditional celebrity memoir or a behind-the-scenes exposé. Instead, it treats celebrity as something that enters a family already formed by ordinary habits and relationships. The result is a useful reversal of expectations. The public figure is not the whole story, and the mother is not merely a supporting character in someone else's success. Peggy Rowe's perspective keeps the focus on family rhythms, private jokes, and the oddness of suddenly finding ordinary domestic life adjacent to public recognition. This is one of the book's main distinctions within the celebrity-adjacent memoir category. It is interested in what fame does to a family dynamic, but it does not rely on scandal, insider access, or carefully managed revelation. The value lies in the mismatch between public image and private continuity. Readers see how celebrity can amplify old family patterns rather than replace them. That makes the book more intimate than sensational, and more about perspective than exposure. Fourthly, humor built from accumulated anecdotes rather than a single narrative arc. The book is structured around episodes, observations, and recollections rather than a tightly engineered plot. That matters because its humor comes from accumulation. One anecdote prepares the reader for another, and the comic effect grows from the sense that Peggy Rowe has spent a lifetime noticing the strange logic of family life. This episodic form is well suited to memoir because it allows her to move between childhood, marriage, parenting, and later life experiences without forcing them into a single grand thesis. The result is a book that feels conversational while still having clear thematic unity. Each story contributes to the same larger impression that ordinary life becomes richer when it is remembered with precision and a sense of timing. The structure also reflects the book's practical limitation. It is not designed to develop one extended argument, so readers looking for a systematic framework may need to adjust expectations. But that is also part of its strength. The anecdotal format gives room for voice, and voice is the book's main instrument. The memoir succeeds by making recollection itself feel like a craft. Lastly, aging, resilience, and late-life creativity behind the humor, the memoir also carries an understated story about aging and continuing to produce meaningful work later in life. Peggy Roe's public success as an author came relatively late, and that fact gives the book added significance beyond the family anecdotes. Her perspective is shaped by a long life, and the book benefits from the confidence that comes with having lived through many ordinary and unusual situations. This creates a different kind of memoir than one built around youthful ambition or dramatic reinvention. Instead, it suggests that craft, observation, and storytelling can deepen over time. The family stories are therefore not only entertaining, they also demonstrate how memory becomes an intellectual and creative resource. In that sense, the book offers a subtle model of resilience. It shows a person continuing to write, reflect, and make sense of experience well past the age when many people are expected to stop starting new things. That gives the memoir a broader appeal for readers interested in aging as a period of productivity rather than decline, and in writing as a way of organizing a life already fully lived. In conclusion, this memoir is best suited to readers who enjoy family-centered humor, celebrity-adjacent nonfiction, and reflective writing grounded in ordinary life. Fans of Mike Roe will appreciate the family perspective, but the book does not depend on fan knowledge to work. Its real value is in Peggy Roe's voice, dry, observant, affectionate, and resistant to sentimentality. Readers looking for practical insight will find lessons about marriage, parenting, and long-term partnership, though they are delivered indirectly through stories rather than advice. Readers looking for intellectual value will find a strong example of how anecdotal memoir can turn private experience into a larger meditation on family identity, aging, and the limits of public reputation. What makes it stand out from similar books is that it is not built around scandal, self-help, or a celebrity reveal. It is built around memory, domestic wit, and the patient transformation of everyday incidents into durable narrative. That gives it a distinctive place in humorous memoir personal, without being narrow, funny without being disposable, and emotionally warm without losing its sense of realism. If you would like to support Peggy Roe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.